Tariff enforcement cracks down on importers. The U.S. federal government is widening its crackdown on tariff evasion and customs fraud, targeting auto parts, aluminum, steel, and rail components as importers face heightened scrutiny over country of origin claims, product classifications, and declared customs values. This crackdown is part of a broader effort to prevent importers from undervaluing goods imported from other countries to avoid paying higher duties. The cases show how tariff enforcement is increasingly moving through multiple channels, including False Claims Act lawsuits, whistleblower complaints, bankruptcy claims, settlements, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection investigations. The largest recent case involves First Brands Group, the bankrupt auto parts supplier, which is facing a $285.5 million claim from the U.S. government in its Chapter 11 case. The government alleges First Brands undervalued goods imported from China to avoid paying higher duties, with allegations of systematic slashing of prices reported by a whistleblower lawsuit filed in 2022. This highlights the importance of accurate country of origin claims and product classifications for importers, as well as the need for vigilance in declared customs values. The use of multiple channels to enforce tariffs also underscores the need for greater transparency and cooperation between government agencies and industry stakeholders. As the enforcement efforts continue, importers must be prepared to face increased scrutiny and potential penalties for non-compliance. This crackdown is a significant development in the ongoing effort to prevent tariff evasion and customs fraud, and will likely have far-reaching implications for the industry.